Beloved Master, I want to be more open to you. I feel that I am blocking you out, that I am not entirely open to you. I want to melt with you. I am ready and not afraid. And I want to keep this connection when I go home. I have been struggling with that lately. I want you to give me one task that I will do when I go back. Anything. I want to keep this inside of me, no matter where I am, melting with you, Puneet. Today is the last satsang, Puneet. But we just started, no? Was it yesterday we started? No, yesterday. Why you have to go?
Work.
Life is work. Girlfriend also? Normally that is what we have. Boyfriend, girlfriend, work, studies. That is life. Is always something that keeps us occupied. It is an art to be in balance, no? To not to get lost. No, Puneet, you are still young. I know, I remember, I talked to you a few times. You must remember good. Because I helped you a lot a few times I talked to you. Now again you ask now. But if you really want, then you have to see what is first on your list. Because these things, it takes dedication. If you want something, you must know. You were a good swimmer, no? To be an Olympic swimmer, how much training you have to do? A lot. To be an Olympic runner or a boxer or to be a great musician. How much practice? How much dedication? How much commitment? And that is nothing compared to this art. This is the real, the art of life. So there's no way around it. And here in satsang, that is the school. Beloved Master, I want to be more open to you. I feel that I'm blocking you out, that I'm not entirely open to you. I want to melt with you. We can just change this a little bit. I want to be more open. I feel that I'm blocked. I feel that I'm not entirely open. I feel I have to melt. But this is the thing, it's easier. And many times I said, I'm just an excuse. It's very difficult to open up if you don't have love. So love is there, but how much? It has to be total. Already yesterday I said it demands everything. So that is the whole journey in a nutshell. If you are just lukewarm, it can take forever. If you are total, it can happen now. But normally it takes some time. Because we are used to being closed, no? I want to be more open. I'm not entirely open to you. If you're not open to me, it means that you are not open to yourself. If you feel that you are blocking me out, that means that some block is there. On my side is nothing. So it's totally your responsibility. That is the frustration. To be a disciple, you have to be take full responsibility. I want to be more open to you. What is holding you back? What is holding you back? Huh? Mm-hmm. Is anything holding you back? Then? Then be happy then. Nothing is holding you back. But you see, you have had glimpses of this. You know this feeling of being open. But you have to become steady in it, no? And life has so many temptations. All the mystics down the centuries have said that. Be aware, don't get lost in the world. It's millions of things to do, interesting things to get lost in. So it all depends how much we want it, how much you want to melt, how much you are ready. It takes dedication, totality, commitment, and patience. So that was just an idea. You know how much training it takes to become good at something. And that's what a disciple is. You have to become more and more in tune to something bigger. It's not to gain anything, and it's not even to become better. Because that which you are seeking is already there. But you are used to focus on all other things, so you forget that simple thing that is your very being. And even if you get a taste of it, again you forget it. That's why people all the time, they lose it. They're connected and then it's lost. So you have to become steady. That's what I mean with dedication, with commitment. This is the only thing. And if you find something really precious that has touched you, really touched you, then that dedication, that surrender comes automatically. It's not in your hands. You cannot do that from your mind. It's not a desire. It's something your whole being is calling for. But is that being asleep? No, I'm reminding you. I'm stirring it up. Then this coming up. But still, you are young. There is so many interesting things in life. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just spelling it out to you. And the art of the disciple is to fall more and more tuned with the master. Who is already in tune is the easiest way. Alone, where can you find the way? You get sidetracked all the time. So again and again you need to be reminded. Again and again you have to come back to the simplicity of life. I want to be more open to you. So then you have to look, why are you closed? That's what you have to look. You have to ask yourself, what have I done so I'm closed? What have I done? Some tensions are there. What is it I've been eating, so I have this pain in my belly, in my heart? This is the question. This is self-knowledge. You have to study. You have to invest into yourself. I feel that I'm blocking you out. You see, this is how split we are. You want to melt. You want to come closer. You not only that, you want to keep me this inside all the time. And still we are blocking it out. Why? Because we are split. So the whole battle is to first see what is it that is blocking us? What is it that keeping us tense? What is it that keeps us angry? That's the whole homework, to get rid of all that. Because there need not to be any blocking, any tensions, any closing. It should be open. Life should be open. Only then can you explore, can you grow. If you are blocked, it means you are stagnant, which is what most people are. It's no easy way. We have to all do the homework. I feel I'm not totally, entirely open to you. When you are open, you are open. And when there is no blocks, then you are open for everything. I want to melt with you. When you have melted yourself, you will be open to me. There is no way around it. For me, there is no me in you. Yes, it's different forms. But what is open in me, I know you have it also. How come it's blocked? It must be uncomfortable. I can feel your pain, your problems. But that doesn't help. You have to see, where does this come from? That's what the commitment is, the dedication. That's what disciplehood is all about. That now it's enough. I want to melt. I want to be open. But if that is really important, then you stay put then, till you have learned the art. Otherwise, you can start a little bit like learning to play the guitar, just clunk, clunk, clunk. And then after 3 months, you come clunk, clunk, clink. And then after 6 months, poink, poink, poink. How long will it take to learn to be ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta? Take long time. Every art, because it's totally new, it's totally, you feel like a little baby again, which no ego like in the first place. It's very difficult to learn something new. You have to bow down to the teacher. What to say about this art? So the more you go into the art, the quicker you will learn it. The more dedication you are, the more open you are, the less block. And you cannot have any blocks if you really want to learn it. Then you're just excited. This is what I want. Then you are very thirsty. You want to learn everything. Every little clunk, the disciple is looking. What is the master doing? The ping, plong, like that. They see something, they learn something with everything. And here I'm teaching all kinds of ways of life. It's not only one way. Is everything, the whole rainbow. So you can learn very quickly to get rid of your tension, your blockage. But you have to cooperate. How can the teacher teach you anything if you don't cooperate? And that's how many people are. They want, but they're holding back. Yes, we want to be open, but we are blocked. And maybe it's good to be a little blocked. And we want to let go, but I'm so used to being in control that I will see. And then it's the whole thing gets pretty fucked then. So you have to be clear. No, you say, I'm ready and I'm not afraid. Good, you know, maybe you're not afraid because you know in your heart that you don't need to be afraid. I just want to help you. But maybe it's something with the dedication, the totality, the commitment, which you also have in you. Everybody has. I want to keep this connection when I go home. Yes, you are home all the time. So what is go home? To that house there somewhere? That is not home. You are home all the time. So how can you not be home? Because we have forgotten the real home. That's what you are asking for. That's what I'm trying to re-establish in you. So you are connected with your true home. Then you feel at ease. At peace. That's what everybody is longing for. That is what is happening here. It's the only thing I want to show you where your real home is. Not all your dreams, your fantasies, your ideas. And for that, all that blockage, all your walls, all your tensions, all that has to go. All your projections, all your protections, all that has to go because it can only be delivered when you are open. And that cannot be in the mind. First you have to get centered in your heart because the heart knows that language. The language of the heart is to be open, is to be receptive. So as soon as the energy is centered in the heart, then it's easy. Otherwise, it's very difficult. If you are stuck in your head, you will understand everything through your mind. But I'm talking to your heart, which has a different language. The mind, the ego, it will always be afraid because it doesn't want to lose control. It is control. So this is the fight. You want, but you don't want. Till there comes a time where this is understood. I'm tired of fighting. And if you start seeing it, it's amazing how much energy you use to control yourself. For what? All that energy can go into creative things.
I want to keep this connection when I go home. I have been struggling with that lately. That's how it goes, Puneet. Welcome to the club. Ask so many of the sannyasins. When they go back, then they forget it, no? You want to stay connected. But then you have to be dedicated to it. This is what happened lately. You've been losing it. Because, again, you got involved in so many things in the world. And the world doesn't remind you of that. You have to do it. It's a thing everybody has to do for themselves. Nobody can do it for you. Of course, it can be very easy when you come to a place like here. But you have to be ready to really embrace it then. Otherwise, you get the taste, you feel happy, you go, and then you realize you have lost it again. And so it goes. And many people get that, and then they find all excuses. Maybe even they get negative. Anything the mind will come up with. Many times people just try to leave with some kind of reasons, because you come to a new level of yourself, but it's not so comfortable to go through it. So instead of breaking through it, to go deeper, to go higher, you pull back. It's very difficult for the mind itself to break through, because it wants to hold back. It wants to play it safe. You have to come forth. I want you to give me one task that I will do when I go back. You want me to do that? You're still a bit arrogant. You don't really know the language here. A disciple should be very humble. Please. Am I worthy? But I know. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just spelling it out. When you ask me, I can only tell the truth. The master is a mirror. It's not even expected that you should know. Because it's new, it's a new dimension, it's a new world. And nobody is teaching how to be sensitive, humble, respectful. Because you have never really felt that in your being, in your heart. You're more used to being arrogant, to being tough, to being hard, to being insensitive. All that has to change. Why only one task? I can give you many tasks. I'm not holding back. If you are ready, first you can find something that helps you. What kind of meditation do you like that helps you? Dynamic. That is that's a good portion there. If you have the opportunity, very good. Otherwise, make it into a little shorter dynamic. Just go crazy, shake and breathe and everything. The breathing, the catharsis, and the movement and the dancing, everything into one. Totally gone. Just 5-10 minutes, everything. Try everything on top of each other. Breathing, cathartic, jumping, hoo-hoo, all. Gibberish, laughing and crying, happy and sad, everything. Just go totally crazy. Banana, that I like that. If you are total, then 5 minutes, no problem. You get out that madness, the tensions, the seriousness of you. Then you have a picture of the one who you want to have in your heart. You have a picture of me and you look at that. Then you close your eyes. Then you center yourself in the heart, in your being, after you have emptied yourself out. And you remember, what is it that I'm longing for? I'm longing to melt. I'm longing to feel you, to be with you. I'm longing to be at peace. I'm longing to be at ease with myself and with everybody. Then, whenever you want, you open your eyes, you look at the picture, you close again. Just 20 minutes, half an hour like that, all combined, no problem. Okay? That's how you can help yourself. If it's something you really want, you have to put your energy into it. You have to do it. I want to keep this inside of me, no matter where I am. That's why practice is very necessary, especially in the beginning. In fact, all the time till it goes by itself. Anything that can connect you, to bring you back to that place that you are missing, that you want, that peace. And that's what you want, you are missing, and you want to be in balance with yourself. No, you have felt that. You know how that is. That's why you're coming back. You can never forget it. And also good, now you're getting more and more mature, you are growing up, if you really want, then come for a whole retreat then when you have money. Hmm? And if your girlfriend is still there, bring her also. Because then it's much easier. If one partner is into something else, then it's always conflict. If you are together, it's much more easy. Otherwise, some people, they can, you want to be here, even when it's satsang, but then the boyfriend, the girlfriend want to be somewhere else, and then, because da-da-da-da-da. And there you go again. Still not totally dedicated. Rumi is saying, beloved master, my heart is thirsty, my eyes are crying, rivers of tears. I am just a storehouse of confusions, of thoughts. Why will God accept me? I'm just a mess. And allow me into his realm. I'm consumed by fear. Everybody is, if they look at themselves. Your love has saved the worst of sinners. Please bless me with your kindness and grant me your priceless gift. Your love has saved the worst of sinners. That's true. But these sinners have to be ready to transform. It's never too late. But you have to cooperate. You have to be ready. Otherwise, is nothing, not even God can do. It all depends on you. Please bless me with your kindness and grant me your priceless gift. Blessings won't do. You have to be ready to lose everything to gain everything. I have come to you for help. Please, please forgive my shortcomings. Please take hold of my shoulders and pick me up. Other than you, I have nobody. I depend on you completely. I beg you from my heart. Love is what makes it possible. Without love, nothing can happen. Love is the miracle. And if you love somebody, then you will never forget. They will always be there with you. You will always be there with them. That is the power of love. So focus on love. Dear beloved Master Babaji, thank you so much for everything. Hey Nandika. Everything happening here fills me up with great excitement for not knowing what will happen. I'm feeling so full of energy and ready for whatever will come. Please go on burning me. Much love from a happy heart. Yours, Nandika. Now you see how it is now. Now you are under the stream now. When did this happen? Do you know? When did the shift happen? This year, no? Everything happening here fills me up with great excitement for not knowing what will happen. Very good. ordinary people are afraid. The other side is excitement, no? When you go on a journey, then some people get afraid when the danger happens. And some people get excited. Hmm? That is the two ways. Either you close down or you get excited. When you get excited, then all your life energy wakes up. You become very alert. This is the two ways, yes or no, closed or open, stagnant or growth. Up to one moment is a up and down. Then it comes a time where there is excitement. No, you are ready. No, you are total. And then it's much more fun. That's what I'm waiting for. No, there is no, you know from your own experience. And you can only know from your own experience. It's a personal realization. Something is realized in you. That this is just too far out to miss out on. Then you get excited. Up till then, it's always some holding one foot on the brake. Yeah, one, two, dun. And I don't promise you anything, but excitement will be there. Adventure will be there. Growth will be there. I can't promise you enlightenment. I can't promise you any peaceful stop at the end of the road, no. Because it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's very exciting. And it's definitely never boring. It's an adventure into the unknown. Only the mind can get bored. Like only the mind can get negative. If you are excited, then you are totally into it. You're ready for adventure, this caravanserai. I'm feeling so full of energy and ready for whatever will come. That's how it goes. When you open, when you are jumping in, then you get full of energy. That means totality. Otherwise, people are always just lukewarm, little bit. Then they get very tired. If they find something that is worth, your whole life force wants to get involved. This is what you want to do. If that total understanding, realization has happened, then you will get full of energy. And not only energy, but more creativity. More joy. So this is exactly how it goes. And then you say, please go on burning me. I cannot burn you. Burning is up till now. Now we can enjoy now. No, you are excited, you are happy, full of energy, ready for whatever. Why should you be burning then? No, just settling becomes cool. I don't like burning. It's smoke. When smoke gets in my eyes. But it's needed to burn the impurity, to get this negativity out, to get this afraidness, this holding back. Then fire is needed, totality is needed, work is needed, understanding is needed. But when you are in the flow, why? You are in the flow now. Get used to that. That is the amazing thing with humans. They can be a seed their whole life. A seed is very protected, very safe. and is a little afraid to open up, because who knows then, that safety of the seed will be gone. But when that seed breaks, then a whole new existence comes into being that the seed could never dream about. No growth happens. They feel the sun, the wind, the rain. It's a totally different dimension than the seed. That's how human beings are also. You can be a seed, just closed, protective, negative, afraid. When that seed cracks, then you start blooming, flowering. No, a whole new side is happening. No, you are alive. It's impossible to go back now. Very good, Nandika. I've been watching it. I'm happy. No, let's go on the adventure, okay? Wherever. That's the kind of people I like to travel with. They don't ask where you're going. Why? Asking me that, I have to think. You just go. Fun is going to be anyway. Wherever we go. Or not go. What is this with the going anywhere? I'm tired of going anywhere. But when you have the body, it's nice sometimes, no? That's the, it's the old habit. Go somewhere, there, travel. But there's nowhere to go. We still we can move. Okay. Why not? Who cares? How is it going, Puneet? Good? See you soon then, okay? Mm. Beloved Swaha, inside there is immense gratitude and yes, yes to look at myself, yes to learn, and yes to grow, yes to be involved around you, yes to wake up. Thank you for this opportunity to be around you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for all the gifts. Before and during the retreat, I have been more involved than for some time, without feeling any stress inside. It's been a big gift to experience how light and easy things can flow, even when a lot is happening. Thank you. Thank you for all I cannot express with words. Premli. You see, Premli, so much can happen with no stress. No, keep it that way, no? No, you just get energy from it. That's the thing. The whole thing is to transform no to yes. All no should go. Total yes. That is the transformation. Yes to look at myself, yes to learn, and yes to grow. Yes to be involved around you, yes to wake up. It should be yes, yes, yes. Yes to life. That is the way. Yes is total open, is totality. Living. Just feel that difference. If you have no as a mantra, if you have yes as a mantra. What it does to you. And some people, I look at their facing and who gave them that no mantra? Looks like no, no, no. Just feel that different feeling if you have the courage to say yes. And total yes is total acceptance. And acceptance is freedom. Accepting everything as it is. Just say yes. Whatever life brings, yes. Who are you anyway? Don't be in the way. And then life takes care of you. Because you have not any ideas, plans, desire, expectations that can be broken, that can hurt you. Total yes, that is really the religious person, as far as I'm concerned. Just happy to be here, and especially here. So the more you see, the more yes. Till is only total yes, that is total life. No more you, only life. Then who can get tired? You think life is tired? No. That's when you are totally in life. That is my whole message, my song, my whole vibe. It's just yes, yes to life. And that can be your secret mantra. You can also use it, Puneet, it's okay when you go home. If you're feeling negative, just remember me. Yes, yes, yes. So easy. Don't make it difficult. Everybody can remember, yes. Otherwise, sometimes you go to some guru in India and they give you a mantra, you cannot even remember, you cannot even pronounce. Don't even need what it means or anything. Just keep it simple. Yes.
What? From your joyful flower children, eternally grateful to be at your feet. We are the real flower family. Flower power to everybody.
Held in the open sky, so far.